there are two pages. One of the pages is the same as last week. If somebody has, there is actually at least one page from last week still outstanding, so if anyone still has it. I did not reprint last week, so if you have last week's, do that one. We're on Chofvez Amdez in Brachos, the sugya of Hoya Omed Besvila Mayim Shosin Abirkov, Hosei Gashichu Amayim Bechozim Espala. The person in the middle of the Amida, and he starts urinating, so he has to stop until he finishes. And then the question, and then he can continue davening. So the question is, continue from where? So Machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Hanuna, does he go there from the place where he left off, or does he have to go back to the beginning? And the Gemara initially on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph wants to say that the Machlokas maybe is about Shoha Kadei Ligmar is Kula.
Oh, I have one.
Excellent. If what? If somebody paused in the middle of davening to the amount of time it takes to complete the entire davening, so is he Chozer L'Rosh HaMat? So that's the more one suggests is a possible Machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because the Chulei Alma and Shoch, they live more as Kula cool Chozer L'Rosh. So the topic that we talked about last week, and then actually we're mostly continuing to talk about this week, is not exactly the case of the Machlokas Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna as to where you go back to, but rather the halacha of Shoch Kadei Ligmor is Kula in everything. This halacha has application to Shemona Esrei, to Tefillah, has application to Kriya Shema, has application to Tkiya Shofar, has application to Hallel, has application to Kriyat Megillah, has application to numerous different places. What's the din by Shoha Kadei Ligmor is Kula, whether you Chozer L'Rosh HaMat? So what I had you learn last week was the Gemara on Daf Chavdal Amud Beis, where it talks about Rabbi Avohu, who was following Rabbi Yochanan, and he stops reading Kriya Shema by the Mavos Hamatunofos. And then the question was, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, now that I stopped reading, where do I go back to? And the Gemara had a discussion over there. So, and the Gemara, the answer was, basically, according to you, if you show a Kadei Ligmor is Kula, you go back, you have to read over from the beginning again. So there's a whole discussion as, in general, by that's a question about Kriya Shema. Our sugya is about Tefillah. Where, if you show a Kadei Ligmor is Kula, is that considered a hefsek in the middle of Tefillah and you have to start over again or not? From our Gemara, it gets involved in the Pesach Halacha because our Gemara is Mashma. The Gemara says that so it seems the Gemara seems to be taking it as a davar pashut that it is you are chozer l'rosh. So there are basically, I think, four positions among Rishonim about how to resolve. First of all, the different sugyas. Why the Gemara assumes it's for such a davar pashut over here that shohad de ligmor is kula chozer l'rosh, whereas in other cases the Gemara seems to be the machlokes where the Shoha Kadei Ligmor is Kula. And we learned probably three of them last week. And what I'd like you to do is refresh your memory about them, because we're going to go a little bit further. I want to talk about it, not necessarily halacha l'maaseh, but to see how it's brought down these different shittos in Shulchan Aruch in terms of what the halacha is in the different cases. And just to refresh your memory, we had the shita of the Rambam and the Rif, who say that the Shoha Kadei Ligmor is Kula is Chozer L'Rosh only in the sugya. Only in the sugya. That's why the Gemara assumes it's such a davar pashut. But all the other sugya is not. What's the difference? Because this sugya is Tefillah. Exactly. And by Tefillah we hold Shoha Kadei Ligmor is Kula for some reason is a hefsek. Other places not. Other places not. Not at all. All right? Then we had the Shita of Tosos that we learned, Tosos and Rosh Hashanah, who said that from the fact that this Gemara says that Shoha Kadei Ligmor is Kula is a davar pashut, that it is a hefsek. So we pass in every place, they're all the same. All cases are the same, there's no difference between Tefillah and other cases. And we pass in by all of them that it is a hefsek and chozer l'rosh. And that the ramifications for that would be that by tekiyah shofar, if you had a hefsek kedei ligmor et kula, you'd have to start all over again, and all the other halakhs as well. And then we had the shita that we learned, that the shita of the sar mikutzi. Right, the sar mikutzi had a revolutionary shita introducing something that's not mentioned anywhere. Maybe it is mentioned anywhere, but it's not clearly mentioned in the Gemara, that it really depends. That someplace, the distinction is not between tefillah and between other things, but the distinction is what? And better remember, between whether or not the shoha was a shoha because you just decided to take a break, mm-hmm. or was it shoha because you could not continue? All right, because of machmas ones is the lashon that he uses. And that's what he says. If it's shoha because of machmas ones, then you have to hold the rosh. If not, you don't. So what I'd like you to do today is, because we're really continuing on the sugya, is just to refresh your memory in terms of learning this, going through the sugya, because I'm going to be talking about the sugya. Go through the sugya on Dachav Beis Amud Beis up until the first line, in the first wide line, Utfilah to Utfilah, okay, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Go through the sugya on the Chav Daled Amud Beis, where it says, Rabbi Yavoh Havil Adol Basra Rabbi Yochanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom with an asterisk. Rabbi Yavoh, right? Do that up until Tanya Kapalasei, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Okay? Just, you did this already last week, so just refresh your memory, because Chazor is important. And then what you could do is, you don't have to, you really should, I don't know if you remember the shita of the Samikutsi, but last week we did the Samikutsi in the Rush. This week I'd like you to do the Samikutsi in Tosos. Okay, if you look in Tosos of Chav Beis and Medbeis, Tosos of Ella. You see the Tosos of Ella? So in the middle of the toast, it says, V'omar hasar mikutzi. See that? V'omar hasar mikutzi. It's right in the middle of the toast. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines down, I think, in the toast. In the middle of the line, V'omar hasar mikutzi. The yesh l'chalik. Okay? And do that up until which says the Rabbi and Yehuda Pirish. Okay? Which is, it's
before
only a couple.
Dalad?
Right before the Dalad, right. Rabbi, up till there. Don't do Rabbi and Yehuda. Rabbi and Yehuda is actually a fourth Shita, which is almost impossible to figure out from the Tosos what the Shita is. If I remember, I'll tell you what the Shita is. But it's almost impossible to figure out from the Tosos itself. It's so cryptic. So that you're familiar with the basic shitos and the sugyas that they discuss. And what you should try to do when you learn through the different shitos is try to see where they got it from the Gemara, because every single one of them is based on some problem in the Gemara that they resolved by developing the shita. Okay, and then what we did also last week is you should go to the handout. All right, last week's handout. I mean the first one, the one we used last week. You don't have a handout? Oh, you do. A handout. Just look at the Rambam. Don't have to do the Gemara in. I guess you should do the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah again, just quickly. Don't do the Tosafot. Do the Rambam, and then start with the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Chuf Dalet and Siman Samach Hei. Those are the basically. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin about the halacha of Shoah Kedei Ligmor Et Kula by Tefillah, and how does he paskin by Kriyat Shema? And what I also, if you look at the new page, the second page, the new page first has the Bir HaGra, who shows how the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, what it's based on, how it goes through the different shitas Rishonim, okay? And then what I gave you is actually the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in three other places. The first one is Siman Tov Reish Sadi, which you probably should write down what it is, because believe it or not, from looking at the Sif and Shulchan Aruch, you can't tell what halakha it's talking about. They're all talking about if you skipped, if you paused, but they don't tell you what the case is. So the first one, Siman Tov Reish Sadi, is in Hilchos Megillah, and it's talking about reading the Megillah. The second one, Tov Kuf Peiches, is talking about Tekiyah Shofar. It says Tekiyah, so that's what you could figure out. And the next one, Siman Tov Chav Beis, is talking about Hilchos Halel. Okay? So go through those different psakim in the Shulchan Aruch, and go through the two Mogen Avrahams as well, who talk about a very important, it's a discussion about what constitutes an onus, the second Mogen Avraham. And the first Mogen Avraham talks about how we actually pass them. So I'm not talking more because you got a lot to do.
Most of them are Chazara, but I'll give you a little bit.